Welcome, everyone, to Wisdom for a Crazy World, your trusted source for 21st century common sense. We hope you're having a great day, but just in case you're not, our host, Tom McQueen, is about to make it a lot better. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode. And now, it is my privilege to introduce to you one of the most popular podcasters on any network, award-winning author and speaker, Tom McQueen.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to another episode of Wisdom for a Crazy World. And this show is entitled Builders and Wreckers. Which one are you? And before we get into that, I want to give you our contact information, which is our email, letters2ethan@aol.com, and our telephone number is 727-688-5121. That's in the Tampa Bay area here locally. I was shocked this week. Our demographic, we're heard on 9 networks, and our demographics are given to us weekly by Apple and Spotify, the two biggest networks that carry us. And our demographic is men and women equal age 40 or above. But this week, I received an email from a high school student in the Tampa Bay area that I will share with you. The person didn't want me to use their name, so I won't. But they asked me a question, and it has to do with our theme tonight. But whenever I get a chance to travel around the country and give workshops and retreats and seminars at parishes throughout, I always share with them two poems that have to do with our theme tonight about building and wrecking. And I want to share them with you now. The first one goes like this. I watched them tear a building down, a gang of men in a busy town. With a mighty heave and a lusty yell, they swung a boom and a side wall fell. I said to the foreman, are those men as skilled as the men you'd hire if you had to build? He gave a laugh and said, no indeed, just a common laborer is all I need, and I can wreck in a day or two what it took that builder a year to do. And I thought to myself as I went my way, just which of these roles have I tried to play? Am I a builder who works with care, measuring life by the rule and square? Or am I a wrecker as I walk the town, content with the labor of tearing down? So that's the first poem. And the second one is quite simple. And it goes like this. God said, let's build a better world. And I said, how? The world is such a cold, dark place and so complicated now. And I'm so afraid that there's nothing I can do. But God, in all his wisdom, said, just build a better you. And that's the choice we have each day. And I love to share those poems, which were given to me many, many years ago by my grandfather. And I use them religiously when I talk about that theme as I travel about. And the email that I received from the student at the local Christian high school had to do with that concept of building or destroying. And when the person wrote to me, they brought up two figures in the Bible. And the email, the person asked me a question. And the two figures were Zacchaeus. And of course, you remember that story, which will refresh you when we come back after the first break. So Zacchaeus was the first figure. And the second figure was the Samaritan woman at the well that Jesus encountered. And the question that the student asked was quite profound. And when we come back after our first break, we'll talk a little bit more about that. And I want to elaborate on an answer for him because, as I said, I was so shocked to receive an email from a high school student in the area. But his question was a good one, and I'll share it with you after we come back after our break. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World. We'll be right back, my friends. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you.
The Matthew 25 Mission, founded by Chaplain Tom McQueen, is a not-for-profit charity created to serve the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of the poorest of the poor in Florida. We invite you to visit our website at www.matthew25mission.com. Read about our history and our work, and consider a tax-deductible donation. 100% of all contributions are used to provide food, shelter, and clothing to those in need, and all donations are tax-deductible. Recalling the words from the Gospel of St. Matthew, "As long as you did it for one of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me." Please visit our website at www.matthew25mission.com and help our cause. God bless you and thank you.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to another episode of Wisdom for a Crazy World. And today, the title of our episode is Builders and Wreckers, Which One Are You? And of course, that applies to our lives at home, in our families, and in our communities. Are we builders or wreckers? And the episode was prompted by an email that I received from a high school student, which kind of blew me away because that's not our demographic of listeners I mentioned in our first segment. But the email asked me, it was a simple question, and it said, "Chaplain Tom, why do you believe that Jesus spent so much time hanging out with sinners?" That was a question. Why do you believe Jesus spent so much time hanging out with sinners? And of course, he mentioned Zacchaeus, first of all, the tax collector, who Jesus met on his way from Jericho to Jerusalem. Zacchaeus, you remember, was a tax collector, frowned upon, a man very short in stature, who climbed a sycamore tree so that he could see Jesus as he passed through. And when Jesus saw him, he called him down from the tree. He went to his home, and he had dinner with them, much to the surprise and the shock of the people there, who were just stunned that Jesus would take this initiative to spend time with a sinner. And then secondly, the second person that the student mentioned was the Samaritan woman whom Jesus met at the well. And of course, she was frowned upon, first of all, because she was a female, second, because of her ethnicity, and thirdly, because of her relationships that she had had with several men. And Jesus spent time with her also. So why did he do that? Why would he invest time with people who were known sinners? So I wrote back and I said, the answer is quite simple. The answer is that Jesus came to save the lost. He came to save the lost and the brokenhearted. Didn't matter who you were, didn't matter what you did. Jesus came for everyone, not just those who went to church or lived good lives, or, he came to heal. He had a servant's heart. He came to invite those to be, to walk on the journey with him. And so about 2 days later, after I sent the answer back, I received another email from the same student. And he said, these were his exact words, "Right on, Chaplain Tom. And thank you for helping me with my project." So I didn't know I was a part of a project to begin with, but I was happy to respond and to answer the question. And I sent back to this student a poem that was given to me a long time ago. And it's a poem that I put in my book, Letters to Ethan. And it's called The Cold Within. And I hope the student was able to appreciate the meaning behind the poem, which I will share with you now. And the poem is anonymous. It's called The Cold Within. Six humans trapped by happenstance in black and bitter cold. Each one possessed a stick of wood, or so the story's told. Their dying fire in needs of logs, the first woman held hers back, for on the faces around the fire she noticed one was black. The next man sat looking across the way, saw one out of his church, and couldn't bring himself to give the fire his stick of birch. The third one sat in tattered clothes. He gave his coat a hitch. Why should his log be put to use to warm the idle rich? The rich man just sat back and thought of the wealth he had in store and how to keep what he had earned from those lazy, shiftless poor. The black man's face bespoke revenge as the fire passed from his sight, for all he saw in his stick of wood was a chance to spite the white. And the last man of this forlorn group did nothing except for gain. Giving only to those who gave was how he played the game. The logs held tight in death's still hands was proof of human sin. They didn't die from the cold without. They died from the cold within. We'll be right back, my friends. I'm Tom McQueen, and you're listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World.
From author Tom McQueen comes the important and must-read new book, What I Learned When I Died, Life Lessons from Heaven. In What I Learned When I Died, author Tom McQueen shares some of the lessons he learned from that initial encounter in heaven, lessons that were reinforced by the fellow travelers he journeyed with along the road of life. Author Tom McQueen is a retired licensed marriage and family therapist, chaplain, and founder of the American Family Foundation, Incorporated. He has published numerous books and articles, and his best-selling book, Letters to Ethan, a collection of letters he wrote to his grandson, was the recipient of the Angel Award from the Excellence in Media Foundation. Author Tom McQueen has appeared on the Lifetime Television Network, the This Is the Day program on Catholic TV, and on many shows and radio programs throughout the United States. What I Learned When I Died, Life Lessons from Heaven, from author Tom McQueen, is available on Amazon and makes a great book for book clubs. Order your copy today.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you're listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World and our episode on builders and wreckers. So we hope that we gave our high school student who listened to our program a great answer there. And our mission in life is to follow in the example, of course, of Jesus, no matter what obstacles we encounter, but to reach out to the lost and the brokenhearted and to be a hope and a help to them. What greater gift is there? What greater mission is there in life than to be able to do that, to follow in those footsteps of Jesus, and not to be wreckers and tear people down and insult them and diminish them or make them feel less of a human being, but to build up in them, to be true builders, builders of their self-esteem, builders of their worth, builders of their dignity and their integrity, to be a partner with them when they're lost, so that they can find hope and help in the words of Jesus. You know, there's a prayer that I would like to close with tonight. It's kind of a poem, and I hope that you find as much meaning in it as I did. I asked God for strength that I might achieve. I was made weak that I might learn humbly to obey. I asked for health that I might do greater things. I was given infirmity that I might do better things. I asked for riches that I might be happy. I was given poverty that I might be wise. I asked for power that I might have the praise of men and women. I was given weakness that I might feel the need of God. I asked for all things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things. I got nothing that I asked for, but everything I hoped for. Almost despite myself, my unspoken prayers were answered. I am, among all people, most richly blessed. And because all of us are most richly blessed, no matter what our circumstances are, by God's presence in our lives, let us continue to offer hope, let us continue to offer help to those who need to be healed by God's presence in their lives. Let us be a hope and a help to them. God bless you. I hope you have a great week, and I look forward to seeing you on another episode of Wisdom for a Crazy World. God bless you, my friends.